Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how is Fannin Tree Farm? Are you warming it up for me?
Well, hello, Corby. Yes, we are.
Gorgeous.
It's wonderful, gorgeous. Isn't it? Just it is. Wonderful.
It's a beautiful place.
Truly is. Don't eat all the food, though.
Too late.
Okay, so from Tim Tim, who I truly do love during this segment, he provides very good content. Him and Ranch Pizza are the king of the birdhouse.
I think you're right, yes.
The school year ends this week for most. Sometimes, I think for some people it ended last week, maybe some a little bit later. But what was your first real summer job you worked as a kid, and did you hate it? He says, mine was working at Brahms on the breakfast lunch shift, and he loved it.
Yeah, my first job was at the bank. First Interstate Bank. I got that the last of my year of my junior year in high school. So I spent my summer of junior year and senior year working at the bank, and I loved it.
What'd you
check
do?
Check processing department.
Process checks.
Yep.
God,
you how did you get that as a kid? That seems like it's
he would have loved it. Come on, surrounded by checks and paper.
Doesn't that seem like that it's for someone that's older?
No, I was definitely the youngest cat there.
He probably walked out with this briefcase,
and they're like, oh, look, it's Webster, right this way.
I'm math man.
It's Urkel. Of course he can count. Let's go. Yeah, no, I never had a job at a store, never mowed lawns, never worked at fast food restaurants, anything like that. My first job was at the bank.
Yeah, I mowed lawns in 7th and 8th grade, and then in 9th grade, I got a job at the local grocery store in my neighborhood, sacking groceries, and taking groceries out to the cars and stuff like that.
They let you do that young?
9th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 15, I was 15 in 9th grade, I think they let me do that, yeah.
I guess at 15 they might have. Yeah, mine, because as soon as I turned 16, I had to get a job. And that first summer was, I guess I would have been on my sophomore summer of high school, I sacked groceries at a grocery store. And that was good times, I guess.
Do you remember what you made?
It was like $4.15 an hour, $4.25 an hour.
Yeah, like I think minimum wage, I think, in 1985 was $3 and
it's three something. Is it $3.25 or something like that?
$3.35, yeah.
Yeah, I made $5.50 at the bank.
God.
And I felt like I was balling hard at 15. Making $5.50 an hour? Man, please.
That's amazing. It's also really interesting because back then, I'm pretty sure it was $4.25 when I first started working was minimum wage. And then, you know, like after 3 months, they'd be like, hey, we're really proud of you. You're doing a great job. $4.35 an hour for you. Like, oh my God, a dime more an hour? This is amazing. And you're making like 80 cents more a day.
And we were just talking about this yesterday. So what was the job that you thought would be the dream job when you were a teenager? My wife and I had the conversation on the way home from the movies.
I had mine.
And I wanted to work at Blockbuster.
Yep.
I got Blockbuster or Sound Warehouse, Corby. Remember Sound Warehouse?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I thought that was the ultimate. That's why I applied, and they never called me back. And then I got the job at the bank, and I was happy.
That's what I did. My junior and senior years of high school, I worked at the video store. Now, in Rockwall, there was a local family-owned video store called Video Village, and originally had like 5 locations, and of course it got pared down to where it just disappeared eventually. But I worked at 2 of the different locations as a junior and senior, and even my freshman year of college, because I went to community college my first year, and it was as glorious as you would imagine.
No doubt. That sounded like a blast.
Access to all the movies.
It's
great.
I went from the grocery store, which was terrible, to what I thought at the time was my dream job, not because it paid better, but I just liked being there, and that was working at the golf course. I got to pick the range up and, you know, wash the carts and all that stuff. Like, I thought that was the greatest job ever.
Cart's dirty, huh? I gotcha.
Until my sister needed a job. She was 2 years older than me, and she came home from like her freshman year in college and needed a job, and they were, I guess, the cart girl out there at the golf course left, and they wanted a cart girl. I was like, hey, they're hiring for a cart girl. And she's like, what do I have to do? I'm like, I don't know, just give drinks and stuff out to the dudes at play. And she's like, yeah, And so at the time at the golf course, I think I was making $5 an hour, which I thought again was pretty good considering it was $3.35 before. But she came home the first day and had like $250 in cash.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, are you effing kidding me?
Ah, yes.
She's just and at that point,
as you have your check for like
of a woman.
$65 after taxes.
Dude, seriously, after a full week or whatever, and that's when I realized that women have it better in the workplace.
That was your first realization, huh? That was it.
Yep.
Pretty wild.
Man, I found some of the old paychecks, pay stubs I had. I worked at Highland Superstores also, the electronics store.
All right.
I worked there for a couple of summers.
I don't know what that is.
And it's like a...
Radio Shack or something?
More of like a Best Buy.
Okay.
And man, I have those paychecks. And I saw that stub. It was like, man, I thought I was balling when I had that job.
Yeah, when you're
my
young.
My goodness, you're not making anything.
I could pay for gas in my car. I had to help pay for like insurance or something, I think. And then maybe a little left over to go to the movies and stuff like that. But
it's all we cared about.
High school jobs, man. Because I did the in-between groceries and video store. I briefly waited tables at this little Italian place in Rockwall. Not the one that's there now, but it was called Luigi's Italian Cafe. That was weird. And then I worked for 2 weeks at Walmart. Because my dad was like, you need a job. I was like, well, I'm going to get hired at the video store. Oh, yeah? You starting today? No. So go get a job. And I was like, well, nobody's going to hire me. I'm waiting on it. He's like, well, you can wait while you're working a job. I was like, okay. I was like, where am I supposed to go? He goes, I heard Walmart was hiring. So I went into Walmart, got hired 2 weeks in. I'll never forget this. I took my vest off because I hated it. I took my vest off, put it down, and walked out of the store and never went back. And my dad's like, I told him I quit, and he goes, you better have a job tomorrow. Thank God Video Village called me like that next morning.
You're lucky.
My dad, you're getting a job. Like, that was just what you had to do, which is great. I appreciate
it, though,
that.
You know, and I know it's not for everybody, but essentially, I feel like our generation especially, and I'm sure Travis and Tyler are the same way, but I've worked since I was 14.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
It is.
Yeah. 15 when I started, and yeah, had a job ever since.
Yeah, I was 18.
You were 18?
Yeah, I was 18 when I got my first job. I went to work with my dad. He worked at Frito-Lay, so I had to be 18 to get that job.
So what did you do in the summers, like when you in high school? Nothing?
You play video games, get fat.
God.
It was awesome.
Did you work, Tyler?
Having a little fun here.
No, same as Travis. Yeah, later in high school, you know, 18-ish. Same thing. Yeah, we just hung out in the summer.
It is our generation. We're the working generation, Donovan.
I know.
How many hours a week were you working at 14?
Like, I mean, I was mowing yards, and so I had about...
A lot, then.
Yeah.
Man, at 15, I was working like 1 to 6 Monday through Friday,
yeah,
and then I had to work on Sundays.
Like in the summers, I worked basically 40 hours a week in the summer.
I worked about 32, 33 hours a week.
I was working on Call of Duty Prestige. That's what I was working on.
Like even during school, like in the fall when summer was over, I worked either Friday or Saturday at the video store, and then a couple days during the week, I probably worked 20 hours a week part-time during the week. Even with school going on, theater and everything.
Yeah. When school was out for the summertime, but I had second shift. I'd work 3 to 11 at the bank. It was great.
I wasn't even working 20 hours a week at Frito-Lay. I'd worked with my dad for a long time, so like I kind of got it. And by the time I was there for about a year, it took me about 10 hours to get through my route for 3 days.
Damn.
It was awesome.
You guys are lucky.
From Melly, what sport currently in the Olympics, and I'm sure she's just mentioning this because of flag football stuff, what sport currently in the Olympics do you think you could at least medal in? Let me just stop you right
medal
there,
in?
Melly.
That's impossible.
There's not one that we ever could have in the history of our lives. Not one.
No.
Now, if you want to go the route of what do you think you could medal in the least, like what would be your worst sport? I mean, it'd be pretty funny to watch all of us, like, in lane 10 of a swimming competition. And
Gosh. Yeah, no, I'm not even attempting that. I was thinking more that every single Winter Olympic sport, you try to put me out there, and it would be the most comedy. They would bring back Wild World of Sports so they could put me as the agony of defeat.
Yeah.
In every single winter sport that's out there.
Swimming is the one sport that I would be most confident in.
What is?
Swimming.
But you would get, you would lose by three quarters of the length of a pool in a
I wouldn't lose by
half
that
a pool race.
I'd lose by a quarter length in a 50.
Okay, Donovan, would you, let's say for right now, for like $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? $100 million. Would you go off that giant ski jump?
Oh, my God.
No.
Knowing.
You know what I'm talking about,
may or may not be paralyzed.
Right. I'm going to die.
You're going to break something.
Definitely going to break something. It's basically, can you go off that thing and, like, to make sure you don't fall as you're skiing down that chute, like there'll be something hooked up to you where you're just hauling ass and then you go. And it's basically, can you survive without being paralyzed?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think I would 100% kill myself.
The $100 million risk, you might win, you get $100 million, but you're Christopher Reed.
I'm all broke up? No, I'm good.
Would you do it, Matt?
No, I don't think I could.
Can you ski?
I can ski, yeah, but, I mean, ski jumping's totally different.
Oh, dude, I know. Trust me. But, I mean, but at least you kind of know a little bit of what's going on.
Can't do it because I just watched that Christopher Reeve documentary recently, and, man, I can't do that.
Man, I would be in the midair, Corby, hollering, pizza, pizza, as I have my skis trying to stop like you do when you're on the bunny slopes. Pizza, pizza, pizza. It's not going to stop when I'm going 1,000 miles an hour, 100 feet in the air.
Like, if we – winter sports would be bizarre because, I mean, growing up around here, we never really participated. If you just look at Summer Olympics, I'll tell you right now, you could give me 100 tries at the pole vault. I don't know that I'd ever get up off the ground.
No.
No, I wouldn't have the courage to do it. As soon as I ran up there, I'd go, oh, I just missed it.
Like, at least high jump, would I medal? No. Depending on how low the bar is, I could clear it. Eventually, I just run into the bar. Pole vault, there is not a chance in hell I could get off the ground with the pole vault.
Do you think ran up and did it like we did at field day in elementary school, we'd get laughed at? Because how you do it now with the back toward it, I'm just going over and somersaulting over that thing.
You try to dive.
What are you talking about, pole vault or high jump?
High jump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's very unconventional, the style that Donovan Lewis is using. Mm. From the USA. How did he qualify?
He's changing the game.
Like, all right, here he is. And the shot put goes 3 feet, 2 inches.
Yeah. All right, I'm kind of trying to granny shot it.
Oh, you throw the wrist discus into the stands. Snaps in half.
Just take
what
out
is
somebody.
The craziest thing from Ranch Pizza you've ever accidentally left in your to-go box at a restaurant? He says, I accidentally left a whole thing of skillet queso from Chili's one time. I have left probably $1,000 worth of pizza at restaurants.
That's probably true.
I forget.
Yeah, you're so engaging. You know, everybody, you're the you're just talking and having a good time. You just forget your food.
I have ordered food, like a meal to go before, and forgot that. Like a meal that nobody
did. You
touched.
Really?
Yes.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
What were you doing?
Dude.
Pizza. Like you just like, oh, there's a meal to go, and then you're not even thinking about it. You pay out, you just get up and leave, and then you're halfway home. You're like, oh, my God.
So about a year ago, and this has nothing to do with food, when we went to Ireland, I bought some walking shoes online, warm in Ireland, put them back in the box, you know, and then I threw the shoe box away with the shoes in it. I thought the box was empty, and I threw it away.
One time when we went to visit my in-laws in the Little Rock area, I don't know how this happened. I thought I packed shirts, and I didn't pack a single shirt. So all I had was a shirt that I drove there in. And we got there, and I was like, oh, no, because we were supposed to be there for like 5 days. So I had to go to a store and buy like 5 shirts for the week because I had nothing to wear.
Well, if there's ever going to be a state where you can wear blue jeans and no shirt, it's Arkansas.
The natural state.
Just fit right in. All you have to do is go get a pair of overalls and just wear those. Yeah.
I can see you guys.
What's that boy doing with that shirt on?
Who's this city boy with a shirt on?
Come here. I got something to show you.
Is it a beer?
All right, Corby, thank you so much.
Way to
thank
go.
You, P1s. That is the Birdhouse for this week.